David's Daily Digital Dollop 326.
Right.
Okay, I bit my lip, but I'm not sure if it counts. I'm not sure if it counts because I sneezed and then bit my lip. And it was the force of the sneeze that made my head go forward and then I bit my lip. So I'm not sure that counts as an accidental lip bite. Obviously, I didn't do it on purpose, but there was a reason for that. There was some causality that I can attribute it to. Whereas what I'm talking about is just when I'm eating and then, bang, I bit my lip. So I'm not sure if that counts. I'm adding it to the database. Oh, sorry, I just have to... Yes, I have to type in the password. I forgot I've obviously secured this database quite well because I want to make sure that nobody hacks into it and starts messing with the results, because it is... there'll be some people jealous of my success here and don't want the truth to get out. So, there we are. Add it to the database. There we are. Fear not, people. The result is in. So, let's think. So, it happened. Now, I've got to bear in mind that it happened yesterday, but I've also got to remember that I'm now technically 9 days behind on the dollop. It means that even though this dollop is going out on the 20th of November, this lip-biting incident happened on the 29th of November. So obviously I bit my lip in dollop 260. You'll remember this, dollop nerds. I don't want to take up more of your time than is necessary, but I'm just recapping this for the people who aren't dollop nerds and maybe can't remember. Because there's some people who listen to the dollops, they're not going to remember all these points. I know they're important points, but some people just, they don't give the dollops their full attention. They don't immerse themselves in the dollops as much as you do. And I appreciate that, but I've just got to recap for those people. I know it's frustrating. It's like with Harry Potter, isn't it? Where, you know, J.K. Rowling, every single book was like, oh, Harry's a wizard. And we're like, we know Harry's a wizard. Get on with the story. He's got magic powers. We know he's got magic powers. He has a scar on his head. We know that. Get on with it. You know, if people haven't had the foresight to read the previous books, that's not my fault. Don't punish me. I know. Now I'm doing the same as J.K. Rowling there. And there are rumours going around that I will be releasing a play version of David's Daily Digital Dollop. And yes, I will be doing that. I'm planning on doing that next year. And I'll let you know as soon as the phone lines are open for that. David's Daily Digital Dollop. It's called The Cursed Eagle. it's about David Eagle decides to do a challenge where he releases a dollop once every day for 366 consecutive days, and he's essentially cursed himself, so that's why it's called The Cursed Eagle. Hilarious stuff going on right now, but we digress. You know, comedy is one thing, but we're on a serious subject here of the lip biting, aren't we? So, sorry about that. Let's get back to the subject at hand. So I first bit my lip, obviously, in dollop 260. I then bit my lip in dollop 301. And in dollop 260, I intimated that I thought I bit my lip once every 6 weeks, once every 40 days or so. So it just so happened that I was proven right when in dollop 301 I bit my lip. So that was 41 days after dollop 260. So now we're on dollop 326. But bearing in mind that I am 9 days behind, so the difference between 301 and 326 is 25, obviously. But then you need to add 9 onto that, which takes us up to 34. So 34 days, and I have bit my lip due to a sneeze, but I'm not sure if that counts as an accidental lip bite or not. But I've written in the database, we'll see what happens, but it does technically mean that I should bite my lip again in the next 5 or 6 days. But, of course, does it now mean that because I bit my lip already, has that changed something maybe within my brain and I now won't bite my lip again? Has that sort of reset it, maybe? I don't know how the system works, and we're very much in early days here, but of course I will keep you abreast. Well, so we're not worried about breasts at the moment, but any accidental breast biting incidents, I mean, that's another thing altogether, and I don't think I've got the resources to be able to do breast biting, accidental breast biting, and accidental mouth biting. I'm going to stick with the mouth biting. If someone else wants to do an ancillary project, a side project there, then feel free. Anyway, so basically we're keeping the research going, that's the whole point of that. So I just wanted to spend today updating you on that. I was going to talk about something else, but I've talked quite a bit, so that'll do, because I'm behind. I want to release a couple of these dollops, so rather than starting a new subject, apart from what I will say is, I'm recording this in the morning. In the next half hour we should have the windows and doors bend back. They're coming back for a second day, and we've also got a plumber coming around because our boiler's packed up. So a plumber's coming around, they should be all there at the same time. I'm just wondering what's going to happen, you know. The workmen a couple of days ago, obviously they had the radio on the go and they were whistling and singing along. Is the plumber going to arrive with the radio as well and set it up? I mean, God, I'm a bit worried that there's going to be some sort of domestic incident where they kind of fight over who has the right to have the radio, some disagreement over what radio station to use, and there's me just sort of stood there awkwardly thinking, well, actually, I'd prefer if none of you listened to the radio because I'm trying to record a dollop, but too fearful to say that despite the fact that it's my own house. I just hope nothing else is going to break. Let's just hope the electrics don't go or something like that, because I can't cope with another person and the door. My house is going to be overrun by manly men who are solving problems. And before you think, you've been a bit sexist there, David, saying it be a man plumber. I know it's a man plumber because I've spoken to him. He's called Keith. I also think that if the plumber had come at a separate time, then obviously I'd have a bit of a chance to kind of improve my whole talk with these people. You know, I could have said, like, mate, I could have established some authority. You know, I could say, right, okay, take your boots off at the door. Let's get to work. Let me just show you the ropes. Let me show you where everything is. Here's the boiler. You know, he probably knows where the boiler is. It doesn't matter. I'd be the one who said, right, come with me. Let me show you things. The water tank's up here, mate. Oh, yeah, I'd be calling him mate. I'd have all that sorted. I might even venture into pal, do the occasional pal. But that would be ideally what I would do. I would have learned from what happened a couple of days ago. Then the plumber came round. I'd be able to assert my authority. I'd call him mate, maybe learn a few facts about the football. I'd just get some salient points about the football, who's top of the league, bit of stuff about Sheffield Wednesday maybe and Sheffield United. Obviously, I'd need to know about both of those things because he might see he's a Sheffield United supporter. So I'm like, oh, the bloody Wednesday. Bloody Wednesday. Hey, don't get me started on the Wednesday, mates. But ironically, even though they've got the name Wednesday in their name, they play more like a Sunday league football club, don't they? I call them Sheffield Sunday. Yeah, that kind of thing. Obviously, I would only want to do that if they were United supporters. I wouldn't want to do that if they were Wednesday supporters. So it's things like that that I could have had down pat. But unfortunately, because they're all going to be there at the same time, the two workmen and the plumber, I can't really stamp my authority on the situation. I can't really address the plumber as, how are you doing, mate? Come this way, mate. You see the game last night? Let me show you where the tank is, mate. Right, here's the tank in this cupboard here. Oh, sorry about that. As you can see, I've got all my porn mags all over the place. I should have really put those away. Bit embarrassing, eh? But we're only men, aren't we, eh? Now, how about a jar, eh? How about a jar? A brew? Hey, a cuppa. How about a cuppa, mate? You want a cuppa, pal? Let's get a cuppa inside you. That's what I could do. That's how men talk. I've sort of got it now. I've got it. But unfortunately, because the other workmen from a couple of days ago are going to be there and they saw me, my terrible performance a couple of days ago, I'm not going to be able to do that because they're going to go, yeah, he's faking it, mate. They're going to see right through it. They'll laugh at me and they'll undermine my credibility. So I'm a little bit self-conscious about it. I'll try my best not to be as self-conscious. Maybe I can redeem the situation. I'll let you know how it goes anyway. I did say that I wasn't going to talk anymore, didn't I? And now I've talked some more. See, this is a problem. No wonder I'm so far behind, because rather than just talking for 3 minutes, I end up talking for 10 minutes, and then now I've got to do another dollop. Oh, the cursed eagle. Goodbye.